Welcome to Yidaf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peir Daf Nun Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi Halacha Gimel, immediately after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned the idea of Rosh Shuris, which means the beginning of a row is not considered to be Shechicha, because if you didn't start it yet, so it's not going to be Shechicha, the beginning of a row. And then we learned also about the end of the row, if you didn't get there yet. And the Gemara is going to speak about two different things. One is a oimer, which means a bundle, a sheaf, or we're talking about a kamo, which is still connected to the ground. So says the Gemara, minayin l'rosh hashuris. How do we know that? Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, ki sitzor tzircho besotcho. When you harvest the field, v'shochachto, and then you forget. Ma shata kotzer ata shochach. Only once you harvest, you forget. But if you didn't harvest, so there's no shechicha. So that's Rosh Hashuris, the beginning of the row. If you did not harvest it yet, there's no Shechicha. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedon Rosh Hashuris Kama. This teaches you in the beginning of the row when it's still connected to the ground. But Soif Shuris, using the Girsa on the side over here, Soif Shuris Oymarim, what about Soif Shuris, I mean the end of the row, when it's Oymarim, when it's a sheaf? Says the Gemara, Omav Yoyno, Loitoshuv lekachtoi. Don't go back and don't return to come take it. Mimkoima shebato loitoshuv lekachto. Don't go back from where you are to pick it up. And that pasuk is speaking about oimer because it says the shachachto oimer masada. You forgot oimer. Don't go back to pick it up. So we're talking about already something which is detached from the ground, an oimer, a bundle. And it's saying if you forgot it, don't go back to it. Only if you forgot it, you already reached to it and you forgot it. But if you didn't reach to it, it's the end of the row, then there's no shechicha. So says the Gemara, Atkan Rosh Hashuris, again the gears on this side, Kamo. So I know the beginning of the Shuris of the Kamo, what's connected from the first pasuk. What about Soif Shuris Kamo, which I don't know? And I know Soif Shuris Sumarim. But what about Rosh Hashuris Sumarim? Meaning the pasuk tells me if you didn't reach there and it's detached, then it's not Shechicha. If you started the harvest and you didn't start from there, so it's not a Shechicha. What about the end of the Shur, but it's still connected, or beginning of the Shur and it's detached? Says the Gemara, Omav Yoyno Neile for Rosh Hashuris Oymorim, Mi Rosh Hashuris Kamo, Vesov Hashuris Kamo, Mesov Hashuris Oymorim. You learn one from each other. The same way beginning of a row when it's connected, it's not a Shechicha. So it's the beginning of the row when it's not connected, it's not a Shechicha. And the same with the end of the row when it's not connected is not a Shechicha. So also when it's the end of the row and it is connected is not a Shechicha. So you see from here, beginning of a row or end of a row is not going to be Shechicha, only in the middle. Says the Gemara, Ha'oimer Shekonegdo Merchiach, we saw in the Mishnah, that a person did forget in the middle of the row. But if there is something in front of it that you can add it to that row, so then it's not Shechicha. So the Gemara explains it. Ha'oimer Shekonegdo Merchiach Ketza, what's exactly the case? Hayulo Esther Shores Shalasoro Osoro Oimorim. He has 10 rows of 10 Oimorim, of 10 bundles. 10 rows of 10, it's 100. So if you go from east to west, it's 10. If you go from north to south, it's 10. Says the Gemara, Imer Echad Mem Betzofo and Vidarim. He started one of the rows from north to south. Veshachach Echad Mem, he forgot one in the middle. Eino Shechicho, it's not Shechicho. Mibnei Shu Nidu Mizuch Mar. Now, you could look at it, instead of looking at that middle one as part of the row going from north to south, you could treat it as part of the row going from east to west, which was not picked up yet. So that's why it's not Shechicha. Says the Gemara now, Imer Mizuch Mayrov, once he went, after he did the north to south, and he left that one in the middle, and we counted it as part of east to west. Now he went and collected the east to west, and he forgot that same one. V'shochecho, you forgot that one. Ma'o shi'as ha'shechecho, does that become shechecho or not? So this goes back to the Gemara that we had in the previous parak. The Gemara is asking the question again, and really the Gemara is going to go through the sugya once again. Is something that was already disqualified from being shechecho, can it re-qualify to be shechecho again? So here, this thing was supposed to be shechecho, but it wasn't. We said it's not shechecho. And now, you want to say maybe now it could become shechecho in the next opportunity. Do we say that or not? That was the question the Gemara said. Leo, the Gemara goes back to it now, and the Gemara brings the same answer. Zok to Gemara. Nishrein amin adol. Let's look at the following. Imer sarishoy v'sasheni v'sashlishi v'shochach esarivi. So you talk about you have a row of bundles, You have 1, 2, 3. In order to create a row, you need to have 1, 2, 3. So he did the first one, he did the second one, he did the third one. He forgot the fourth. Is Tani Tani, im notal sachamishi, once he got to the fifth one, the next bundle, harayu shirichah. So then the fourth one is shirichah because he moved on. Is Tani Tani, im shali to sachamishi, harayu shirichah. Even if he did not actually take the fifth, he just had the time to take the fifth. And he was just waiting, took a break, and for some reason did not pick it up. The fourth one becomes shirichah once he reached that time. So what's the difference? Says the Gemara, Omar Aboin Barachio, Man Dom Anoto Sachamishi, Bishayin Shamshishi. Man Dom Misho Litoil Isachamishi, Bishayin Shamshishi. Meaning, as the Gemara said before, the Man Dom that says that just waiting is enough, we're talking about that he picked up the 1, 2, 3. Right now, all that's left is the fourth and the fifth. There's no row over here. So if he forgot the fourth and had enough time to move on to the fifth, it's considered to be as if he moved on. The fourth is shirichah. He needs to give it to the ani. But if you have your fourth, fifth, and sixth, it means you have three bundles. You have three sheaves. So you have over here a shura. A shura doesn't become shirichah. So if you got the fourth, there's no shirichah over here because it's part of a shura. But if he picked up the fifth and he took it away, now all that's left is a fourth and a sixth. And the fourth, when he forgot, so now the fourth one becomes shirichah. That's the answer between these two kiyusos. The one who says they picked up the fifth, you must pick up the fifth because you have your sixth. If you didn't pick up the fifth, it's part of a row. The man that says you have to wait to pick up the fifth, talk about that there's no sixth. And he merely, once he waited to pick up the fifth, the fourth one can become a shirichah. So now the Gemara concludes the proof. Imad shaloi nota zachamishi, loik fanyor nira revi lidoin bishur. But didn't you say that we're talking about something which the Revi was supposed to be Shirichah? But it was disqualified for Shirichah because it's part of a row. Now you're picking up the fifth, and now you're re-qualifying the fourth one to become Shirichah. So what do you see over here? At Oma Shirichah. You see, now it becomes Shirichah. No, it's a Oimer. That was disqualified from Shirichah can be re-qualified once he has another opportunity. So you hear the same thing. So if you have a person is collecting from north to south, forgot one, but that is considered to be part of the east to west. So even though not disqualified means shechichah, once it's forgotten, it's part of the east to west, it becomes requalified to become shechichah. So the Gemara, oimer echod gadol, there was a very large oimer. Imer tzad achitzoin, he took out, he picked up the outside corner. And now he has whatever is left in, is betzad ha'pnim, he has the inner part, which is close to another small two oimer. So then, nidun geshur, that's clear. You have here this whatever was left from the big oimer. And right next to you, you have another two. You have your shur, you have your row. But, imer tzad ha'pnim, what happens if he took out the inner part, the closer part to the other small oimer? And the only thing he left was the outer part. Do you join the outer part with the two Emorim, which are a little more distant than it? Petzad achitzoi ma'ashiyidu keshura. Is the outer part connected to the two smaller Emorim to become a row? Similarly, the Gemara says the following. Imer tzad elyon, he picked up the top part of the Emor. Petzad achtaktoi nidu keshura. So the bottom part can join two others to become a shura, that's clear. But what happens, imer hatachtoi, if you remove the bottom and the top stayed hanging, it's being held by a seder, it's being held by something holding it up. And you have the tzad elyon. Does the tzad elyon, can that join the other two oimorim? That's what the Gemara says, but tzad elyon, ma'u shehidu keshuro, can that join the small two oimorim to become a shura? Do you say that as part of the shura or not? As Reb Chaim points out, the explanation we just said, that's the way the Gerah learns the sugya. Referring to here specifically a shura, do you have your three to become a shura? The Rash Sirilo learns differently. He learns, we're going back to our Mishnah, talk about Rosh Hashuris or Seif Hashuris, so you have the beginning of a row. So the Shaila is this considered to be a beginning of a row or a standalone Oimer, which is not beginning of a row? Something which is beginning of a row is not Shechichah. So the question of that we talk about here, if it was Amir, the inner part or the bottom part, is the outer part or the top part, that will be Rosh Hashuris to not to qualify to be a Shechichah. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Nun Gimel.